Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexrode here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rexrode, Michelle Knezevic here with you on this Thursday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. And we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in our friend Lisa Byington here to the program, as Joe Rexrode refers to her, play-by-play superstar.
That's right.
Lisa, how's it going?
Come on, Joe. I thought you were going to say Tom Izzo media basketball superstar.
Well, oh, we don't need to bring all that up again.
Oh, I went there already, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. Haven't we already broken down how you took me to the rim?
I know,
here?
And like your listeners have no context of it, so now we got to tell the story, or we just leave it hanging there. And,
oh, we can tell it again, that's for sure.
Again, Lisa played hoops and soccer at Northwestern.
A kick retro.
It's a compliment to you, right?
That's right.
Normally, my defense is better than that, but
yeah. I got an and one. Everyone who's listening, I got an and one on Joe Rexrode that I hang my hat on to the day. In a Tom Izzo invite for all the media to play against each other.
It was funny. Joe Izzo was talking about that in our pre-show meeting today. My goodness.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you know, Izzo is an analyst for this show, Lisa. I don't know if you knew this, but
really?
Yeah. I think that might be his post-retirement gig, actually. So,
you know what? I do have to say, I have a huge respect for morning talent, if you will. I'll consider you guys talent, whether it's
very generous of you. Thank you.
Because, you know, when I was in college, I did an internship with the Score in Chicago, and I had to get up at like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m., you know, to make sure I was there at like 4 a.m. And it sets your body clock so off. So, especially when you're covering sports and they happen at night, I don't know how you guys do it. So, I'm going to give some props to you guys out of the gate.
Thanks, LB. That's very nice of you. I don't know how you do play-by-play.
Rexrode's secret is mead. That's right. So, Lisa, today, obviously, the 50th anniversary of Title IX. Just when you hear that, when you think about, you know, the fact that it's been 50 years and the journey that has taken place since and the journey still left to go, what comes to mind on this day, the 50th anniversary of Title IX?
My mom actually comes to mind, and I say this because I'm actually going to be involved with the Big Ten Conference today and tomorrow is celebrating the 50th anniversary in Chicago, and I'm going to be one of the speakers. And so when I was asked to speak about it, you know, I really thought I understood what my mother and even my dad as a male growing up in before 1972 when women didn't have access to sports. I really kind of felt like I understood what my mom went through. And then she gave me access. I was home one time in Michigan, and she gave me access to some of her yearbooks. And I'm going through, and I immediately go to the sports section. And they're literally, you know, she told me, you know, Lisa, I never really had any opportunities. But it really just hit me as I'm flipping through the pages, and you literally saw no girls' sports in high school. You saw football, you saw boys basketball, you saw wrestling, you saw all of that. And the only pages were girls during when my mom was growing up in 1966, the only pages where girls were represented were literally there was a page that was dedicated to the homemaker of the year and, you know, a nurse's page. And nothing against being a homemaker, like staying home, taking care of the kids, cooking and cleaning. That's one of the hardest jobs to do. But my point is it was only open for girls and not boys. You know, being a nurse was only open for girls and not boys. Playing sports was only open for boys and not girls. And I think it just really hit me as I was preparing for this speech coming up this weekend, to see it in my mom's yearbook, let alone just hearing her words, really kind of registered to me what she had to go through, the doors that were opened up in 1972 to allow me to go back and now look at, like, little Lisa and all different kinds of sports uniforms and eventually, as Joe had said, playing college basketball and college soccer.
Well, and now doing play-by-play for an NBA team, Lisa, so let me ask you this. I mean, I've known you for a long time. Back, you know, let's go back 20 years. If someone told you you're going to be an NBA play-by-play announcer 20 years ago, what would you have said?
Well, first I was like 2 years old, right?
20 years. I'm much, much older than you. Let's get that clear. Yes.
Yeah, I probably would have told that person, no, I'm going to play in the NBA. You know, like when I was a little girl growing up, I just never, I was a little bit unusual compared to some other announcers growing up because I was so into playing sports at the time that I always, you know, my prism and my reference of thinking when I watched sports or played sports is I was going to do it for the rest of my life. But to your point, it's, you know, it's valuable to have that opportunity, right, to be able to think along those lines, to be able to watch a game and think, wow, I'm going to be that Olympian, or I'm going to be that national champion. And now to be able to project it into a profession, a sports profession, it really is the steps that we have now taken from my mom, where I can't even find a picture of her in any sort of, you know, athletic gear, to me playing college basketball, college soccer, to now making this a profession and working in the NBA. But we're still not there. You know, there's still a ton of steps to take for myself, this next generation that's coming up, to even have more stories, like, you know, we're celebrating the 75th anniversary of Title IX, to look back and say, hey, you know what, in 2022, women were still doing this. So I can't wait for the possibilities to come.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, and yeah, so we had a story actually today about Shea Ralph, the Vanderbilt coach, and she had a quote in the story in The Athletic about, you know, hopefully someday we talk about Title IX like, yeah, so long ago there was this law, you know, like it doesn't apply anymore, essentially, you know, like it back in the old days, this was something that we talked about because it was necessary. So still progress to make. But Lisa, what is it like being an NBA play-by-play announcer? How has it been? And of course, you do other play-by-play. You call the NCAA tournament. What's this past year been like for you?
You know, I say to people, it's gone really fast and really slow all at the same time. You know, in terms of just breaking down the NBA season, it's like any first job or new job, like, you know, or going to a new school for the first time. You're kind of like walking through the hallways, trying to remember names and titles and all that, let alone trying to get to know the team and travel schedule and, you know, we get to travel with the team, so I'd say that my traveling, you know, versus having to book my own travel, having to check myself into the hotel, having to track down an Uber or rental car, all that was eliminated in terms of traveling with the team. All I had to do was try to figure out, like, when the bus was leaving to the arena and, you know, to go to shoot-around practice or the games. And so travel-wise, it was my life was very much simplified. In terms of just the job, I just loved it. You know, the Bucks are a wonderful organization, you know, to work for top to bottom, just welcoming, so friendly. You know, obviously with the ability to call a player like Giannis, you know, night in and night out is an absolute treasure. It's a gift. I don't take it for granted at all. You know, by the way, his movie's coming out, I think, tomorrow, Rise, on Disney Plus. I'll give Giannis a little plug there. Nice. But I don't take that for granted, you know. That obviously elevates the job to a different level, right? When you have who's already been voted as a top 75 NBA talent at 27 years old, by the way, and still has plenty of basketball ahead of him. It's just, I have to pinch myself sometimes to be able to sit in one of the best seats in the house and to call a unique player like that night in and night out. It's an absolute treasure.
Lisa Byington on with us here on Robbie and Rexro. What did you make, Lisa, of the Golden State Warriors winning their fourth title in the past 8 years? Really, a different iteration this time around, but the same core of Steph, Clay, and Draymond together winning their fourth title.
Yeah, I think it's you know, I was actually, if you had to root for a team, I thought at several points during the series, I thought Boston was actually the better team. You know, I think ultimately Golden State had the best player in the series in Steph. And I think the championship pedigree eventually started to show. I actually didn't think that Golden State was going to be able to win a game six on the road like they did. And that was incredibly impressive to me. It just kind of showed to me, and you know, since this is like what a Tennessee mostly listenership, it kind of reminded me too of Memphis, right, where you've got you know, a bunch of budding stars, right, who haven't been on that stage before, who are kind of learning on the job what it takes to win. And you know, ultimately Boston just wasn't there enough. They just weren't they just didn't have enough championship moments or that championship player who could consistently step up for them to get them over the hump. And so I think Boston can be back. Sure, absolutely. They're incredibly talented, and an experience like this is so valuable for a team like that.
So, Lisa, I want to go back to play-by-play real fast, and I'm sure you've been asked this a million times, but if you were telling a young person who wants to get into play-by-play, which is it's very difficult, of course, to and I know there's different routes there, but what would you say to someone who wanted to get into that?
I would first say watch as many sports as you can, because unlike the analyst role or even the sideline reporting role where – you know, sideline reporting opportunities are kind of few and far between depending on how much money or resources a network wants to invest in that role. But unlike the analyst role, as a play-by-play, you can call a lot of different sports and you can make a living by being versatile. So I think I would start by, you know, if you turn on the TV or look at different streaming devices now, I mean, almost every single sport is available to watch, right? So I think that would be the first thing that I would do. And then when you're watching those sports, start calling it in your head, you know. Learning the terminology for all these different sports is important. I think that's number two. And then number three, have an ear for how some of the best play-by-plays work with their analysts. Because ultimately, if you want to do TV, I think TV is an analyst sport. If you want to do radio, that's obviously a play-by-play sport. You know, you don't know what's happening unless the play-by-play tells you. So figure out, is it radio? Is it TV? Where do I want to go? And then once you figure that out, listen to how the play-by-play, especially in TV, tries to make the analyst shine. You know, there are different kinds of analysts, X's and O's heavy analysts, the entertainment analysts, the Dick Vitales, if you will. And then there's the some that like to combine both analytics with entertainment. Try to figure out, you know, the personality of your analyst and how to make them shine the most.
Well, Lisa, good stuff. That is good stuff. We really appreciate you taking time to join us today. I want you to promise in the future that every time you come on, you will keep reminding us of the and one against Rex Road. It does my heart good every time.
I feel like that's my calling in life now.
You got to come down so we can play again sometime soon, right. You know? We get some station games going.
And I'll say this, Joe and Robbie, maybe you guys can relate, maybe you can, I don't know. But when you start playing, when you start thinking about playing pickup, my next immediate thought is, oh, pickup would be fun. And then my second thought is, am I going to get hurt? I need to be careful. You know? Yes.
Oh, I know.
Well, I've gotten to the point now where
you're getting older.
You typically look to see, you know, depending on where the location is, what's the nearest hospital, just in case, you know. Just throw that out.
Bring
there.
The defibrillator
sure
out.
You have, like, plenty of battery on your phone where you can call 911, that's you right. know, if necessary.
Lisa, great stuff. Thanks for taking time to join us this morning.
It's my pleasure. Thanks, guys, for having me on.
Lisa Byington, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, we'll get into the Titans. Chase McCabe joining us at 9 o'clock as well. All that ahead, this is Robbie and Rex Road here on 102.5, 106.3, The Game.